It's Monday, the 21st of November, 8 a.m. and we have a very heavy and cold har. I'm just about to say that it's one of those mornings that seems to suit the crows. Foggy, misty mornings. But it's cold this morning, so it's not a freezing fog. Freezing hard, but it's cold, very cold, chilly, but calm and dry. Morning, Mrs. Blackbird. Your porridge awaits you. If any bird gets a belly full of porridge in the morning, it's going to set them up for the rest of the day. Take your time. It's one of those mornings where you just feel that chill through to your bones. Yesterday morning was cold. Very cold. In fact, yesterday was cold. This morning it's chilly, chilly cold. Not sure what temperature is, but it is going into winter, of course, you know. So I slept really well last night again. I've been sleeping quite soundly lately. When I have been sleeping, I've been sleeping soundly. Still tough to get up in the morning, but I was fine this morning. I'm feeling quite good within myself. As I said, I got out on the bike yesterday, first time in 10 days. Couldn't believe that, how circumstances and weather. It's a wee rookie Robin. Circumstances and weather had kept me off the bike for 9 or 10 days. So I managed to get out yesterday, even though it was really cold. I just had the desire and the urge and the need to get out, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But when you've been off the bike for that length of time, it's not an age, but I was fine till I got home, and once I got home I could feel the not painful ache, just the ache in the legs and the quads. And that's just because I haven't been using them. Well, apart from walking about, driving. So it was great to get out for a wee bit and get away back. And the reason for that, as I've said this many times, is it's the cycling. Yes, it's the effort of cycling, the enjoyment of your legs going round and round and the wheels on the bus. But it's those wonderful endorphins you get out while you're out and when you come home, and also the fact that your mind virtually concentrates, if concentrates the right word, focuses on the task at hand. In other words, the road you're on, you're reading the road, even though you know it. I mean, it may be familiar roads, which it was for me yesterday. You're reading the road all the time and saying, right now, I've got that a bit of downhill there, and then that dodgy turn, and I've got that incline. And it sounds strange, unless you're a cyclist or an athlete. It sounds strange to be doing that, but actually that's what happens. Your mind takes over all the time. It focuses on what you're doing, so you're not out there, I know for me anyway, I'm not out there thinking about oh, I need to do this and I need to do that, and I must phone them, or I must fill that form in, or I must go online, or although it just completely obliterates all those things from your mind. And so it's, apart from the physical aspects I spoke about, it's the mental aspects as well. It's, and you're not doing it consciously, it just happens, it just happens. And then you come home and you feel great, and then gradually, a wee bit by bit, after you've had something nice, hot cup of tea or coffee or something, your mind drifts back to reality. So it's a switch off from reality, whatever reality is. And that's why I love it so much. And that's why 10 days, one morning I got up and it was a lovely clear morning and it was -3, and I thought, I'm not going to go out on the bike now. I actually dressed up, I got my gear on, and then I went out to go on the bike, and I thought, no, those roads look a bit dodgy. And I knew the roads I was going to be going on, that they would avoid the traffic, and I thought, my God, this is going to be a bit skittery. So I put it off, and I said, I'll go out in the afternoon. And in the afternoon it rained, and I didn't go out. So, 10 days, not good, even in the winter. I try to take up every opportunity now just to do anything I can, never mind cycling, do anything I can to clear my mind. I should maybe take up, I don't know, what's those the mind versions of yoga? You know, something like that. Maybe sit with cross-legged and hum, you know. I quite like humming, actually. It's quite a therapeutic thing, humming. Maybe I should take up something like that. I can't remember the name of these mental I can't even remember what they're called. But anyway, mental practices or something. I should take something like that up, just to find a spot, switch everyone off, switch myself off and hum. Purr like a cat, maybe, that'd be a good thing, yeah. Burn like a cat. Yes. With someone stroking your back. Oh my God. Right, tea's cold. Already. Sorry, wee birdies. I scared the wee birds off the feeder there. Well, that's here's what Matt loves today. Maybe the sun will come out and clear it all off, and it'll be a beautiful day.